It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, and it's our Talk and Flickster episode. We send one of our listeners off to the movies to check it out for us and come on the show. And Mr. Lee, give us their review, their honest opinions on the movie that we've asked them to go and check out. And I don't think we've had anyone yet we've sent along to see a movie they haven't, it hasn't been their genre or a movie they haven't enjoyed checking out.
Exactly right, JT. And I must say, when you do, you know, sign up for one of these, we like to send you to a movie that you actually do like. You know, if you like comedies, you know, we're not going to send you off to a horror and you don't like horrors. I'm talking about myself, of course, there, Jay. So,
I still want to do it one day. I want to do it one day, right? Let's just surprise them. Let's open up this bag of surprises and just send them off to see a horror movie.
Be good fun. That would be funny. Oh, gee. I'd hate to think of what their review would be if we did that.
But, of course, our movie this week, well, it's probably not really your cup of tea, is it, Mr. Lee, this week's Talk and Flickster film?
No, because it is a bit of a horror. And, look, I like superhero movies, and I do enjoy those, especially the Batmans and Supermans, because I am a DC fan. I probably wouldn't go down the track of a Hellboy-type superhero, but because it does look a little bit dark and a little bit gruesome for me.
Yeah, definitely not a Grant Lee film, and this is the reason why.
There's something going on here. I need to understand it. Like you do.
That's exactly why you shouldn't be here.
You might say a demonic entity falls under our expertise. Crooked man's waiting on you.
That's interesting. Oh, you didn't want me to squash?
No, squashing's good.
I heard tales about him all my life. Most just called him the Crooked Man.
I thought Big Red wasn't scared of anything.
Oh, I know some you're afraid of.
You hear something?
Your road ends in the dark like mine.
Let's just keep on coming.
It ain't even really begun.
Come on, snake, let's rattle.
Let not your horns be troubled. By way they know not. Darkness, light, and the crooked things straight. You doubt the power of prayer, son?
Just in case.
Yeah, the devil and witches, everything you want in a horror movie, right?
Oh, my lordy, that just sounds so scary, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. And it is Hellboy, the Crooked Man, and Byron was our Talk and Flickster for this week. He went along to check it out. Byron, hello.
JT and Mr. Lee, how are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks for coming on. Great to have you here. And what a great movie you got to go along and check out. Hellboy, in a nutshell, what did you think of this awesome-looking movie?
Yeah, so Hellboy the Crooked Man is the latest in the long line of Hellboy films, and of course beginning with the original film in 2004 from Mr. Del Toro, which starred Ron Perlman, and we've now got the latest iteration with Jack Kesey as the world's famous detective demon in the lead role and under a truckload of makeup playing playing Hellboy, and it's quite the journey. And it is Halloween season, So it's great to see a spooky, you know, sort of fireside yarn set against a sort of rustic, you know, rural backdrop like it is in the movie. And here we are in the 1950s where, you know, Hellboy is in his teenage years. And, of course, you know, Hellboy ages differently to everyone else. So he looks like a middle-aged man, but he's in his teenage years. So being a demon, he ages differently. And he's been thrust into this supernatural journey amongst the Alpacia Mountains and full of witches and folklore and, you know, deep-seated fears of small country communities up in the mountains. And him and his team have to solve this mystery that is very central to the story. And it's not a global threat. It's just a nice sort of creepy yarn to ponder on when you leave the cinema. Yeah. And, yeah, no, I quite enjoyed it. I was expecting something completely different. And I do enjoy a good movie with good makeup effects and a good score, which can back it up in the narrative. And my background is special effects makeup in film. So any movie that has those qualities, I'm on the lookout for. And it's good to see, you know, non-CGI effects and makeup used in movies again. It's nice to behold it on the big screen.
Now tell me, Byron, how did this movie compare to the other movies? And you did mention from 2004, because that's when the franchise started. So how did this compare to the other ones?
Yeah, so several actors have been in the makeup. Of course, we have Ron Perlman and David Harbour also playing the lead role. And look, this one is different. Again, it's actually based on a short graphic novel story. So the director took a lot of emphasis from the original text and the artwork in that graphic novel to turn it into a movie. And there are actual shots that I looked up that are actually from the graphic novel put on the big screen, which are really creepy and a little bit off-putting when it comes to the unexpected creepiness of them. But it really does keep you on the edge of your seat in some parts. And there's this great use of sound throughout the whole movie, as if something is sort of creeping up behind you in the woods. And it never leaves the movie, which adds to the atmosphere. And, you know, being Halloween season, it's a great little yarn to watch. And the cast do a great job in all their parts. And, I quite enjoyed it, actually. The music also, the score with its violin use and fiddles and banjos and sort of folk music and gospel music sort of intertwined adds another level again. So
yeah, and lots of great jump scares there, as you mentioned, and that ties nicely with the sound effects. Now let's talk about Jack Kesey. And you mentioned a couple of big other names there, David Harbour previously, also Ron Perlman. Who did it better? Who was the better Hellboy director out of these guys?
Well, I'm a massive Ron Perlman fan. I mean, his wit and humour with the first two movies was with Del Toro quite famous. But, you know, Jack playing a younger version of Hellboy does a great job. The wit is still there and the little one-liners. Nothing phases him when he's fighting different creatures and supernatural elements. And there's always like a comeback line that he'll say. He does a great job. But, Ron is always he's my favourite Hellboy. Though we do have in the cast alone too, Jefferson White. Now, listeners who watch Yellowstone will know him from that series. And he has a supporting role in the movie, which is great to see. And he plays a great side character to the story as well. And look, we have the Crooked Man and the witches and lots of makeup and creepy effects. And it's a good yarn for the season to watch.
Which is really good. Now, you're talking about the area and all that sort of stuff. It's set in 1950s. So what was it actually, what were the sets like? And you commented about the makeup. So the makeup, was it, you know, like really 50s type makeup? Because I know it wasn't just the Hellboy that actually got made up. It was the characters as well, because they would actually have to be costumed in the 1950s. Mm. So it's a big thing to set something in prior years.
It is. Look, any film set in period always involves a lot of costuming and budgets. Look, with Hellboy, Crooked Man, they set it in the 50s, but it feels timeless. They're very clever about the use of, like, cabins and old churches and old overgrown mansions in amongst the forests and the bushland, which kind of smudges the timelines in some way, and you never really kind of know exactly how old these buildings have been here and how long, and which adds to the creepiness of it, because they feel like they've been there forever, these buildings. And the set design on these elements is really well done. Like, you can see the age and the dust and the grime built into these sets, and they do feel like they've been there for a long time. And it's really just the characters themselves that kind of hint at the 1950s in what they kind of wear and the music that they listen to. There's a couple of nods to rock and roll, which is really smart. And I won't give it away, because there's some nice little nods to rockabilly in the movie, and which is very much that time period. And of course, yeah, the supporting characters are all dressed appropriate for the time, and the communities that are living in the woods, and of course the witches all have their own unique styles as well, which is good to see. And there's been a lot of love and care put into that. And that adds to the sense of dread too. So, great work from them.
Yeah, yeah. It's no surprise Mr. Lee would ask that question, because the 50s was his era. So I had a feeling he would ask that question, so it doesn't surprise me. But let's talk about horror. Are you a horror fan? You know, is that your genre? Is that the kind of film that you enjoy going to check out?
Yeah, look, I like all genres, but horror is one that I do enjoy, especially where they add the fantasy element to it. And I was sort of brought up on a lot of horror films over the years, and sort of drawn to them because of the effects and the makeup. I mean, you look back to Krueger and Jason Galores. There's a long line of baddies, and especially Halloween time zones. I think the good thing about horror films really too is you don't need a big budget to tell a creepy story, and as long as the source material is pretty strong, the final film version can be quite powerful. And I think that's why I think horror films are some of the most successful movies in returns at the box office, because they're cheap to make but they deliver on the frills, which the audience seem to really enjoy that, and they keep coming back for more and more each time. And I think this at the moment we have some great horror films coming out with Smile 2, following up that sort of tradition, which is great.
Which is really good. And talking about horror, there is always blood. There's always violence. Did the blood look real? That's a big thing for me. Blood always looks so real in movies.
It's a bit creepy, Mr. Lee.
Definitely. The blood and effects are in full supply here. The creepy elements are thrown amongst it all. I wouldn't want to be the person that washes out the costumes afterwards, because it gets quite messy. Yeah.
Well, for a person that hasn't seen the other Hellboy movies, is it something that you can watch and understand about the movie, or is it something where you got to go, okay, got to go back to 2004, then watch 08, then watch the 2019, so watch all this the franchise before going on to check this one out, or can you just go and see it and you can be pretty well caught up in the first part of the movie?
Yeah, look, this one as a standalone story and a short graphic novel, you can come in there as it is and enjoy it as just a creepy yarn if you don't know anything about Hellboy, and then you can go back and watch the previous films and then see the progression of the character, because remember, this is a young Hellboy. And it moves along through the timeline as well in the other films. So you could really discover more by watching the previous ones after. But just go along and have a few creepy moments and enjoy the soundscape as well, which is quite great.
Could there be another Hellboy? Do you reckon there's another one in the franchise waiting to be made?
Yeah, look, JT, there's so many graphic novels of Hellboy and smaller volumes as well out there. So I'm sure there's a director in the making somewhere thinking about doing another one. And I wouldn't be surprised if the director of this one decides that there might be another short story to adapt. Brian Taylor is a big fan of Hellboy, and he did consult the creator of Hellboy, Mike Mignola, on the actual script for this one. So they worked hand in hand to make this one. So you never know. You never know.
Now, can I ask then, if Brian Taylor, the director, rang you tomorrow, Brian, and said, we need someone to go and do the makeup of Hellboy, what would your answer be?
Say when and where, I'll be there, yeah. I'll grab the makeup kit, yeah. I've still got it, so, you know. I love Halloween for the time of year, and our kids have a great time at our house. We freak the neighbours out quite badly. So,
have you got your costume worked out for, you know, it's a couple of weeks away now? You got your costume ready? Are you going as Hellboy this year? Is that what's happening?
Look, it's not this year. I've got something else planned that involves, sort of being eaten by a dinosaur. So there may be a limb missing. Yeah, I might do a fake arm or something on the yellow raincoat if. People know Jurassic Park, they'll know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Famous scene.
Yes.
Is there a costume we can get Mr. Lee? What do you reckon we could dress Mr. Lee up in? What could we get for him, do you reckon? What suit him?
I reckon we do Crooked Man for Mr. Lee. What do you reckon? Well, you know, behind the counter at the cinema. You know,
I was thinking
here's your popcorn.
Enjoy.
You could put his hand inside again. The popcorn box. Yeah.
I was thinking more like we dress him up as Magic Mike. I think he'd.
That's the Valentine special, isn't it? That one.
That would be a horror. Let me say
that would be a horror.
Dress up that would be a horror for everyone.
Yeah, it'd be Magic Mike the Reunion or something.
Yeah. Magic Mike with his walking frame. Yeah, that'd be more like it.
You're not there yet, Mr. Lee.
That's right. Well, you never know. There's probably an audience for that, so you never know.
Yeah, they would be. It would be. Yeah. Byron, it's called the Nanners, and they do love it.
The 10:30 session in the morning.
Very much so. They all rave about him. I don't understand. They love this guy. I'm looking at it going, my God, what has he done to them?
It's those magic chop tops. It's all about what's in the chop top.
And yeah. I do know Byron likes a chop top.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, caramel chop tops, Mr. Lee, my favourite, as you know.
Yes. That is one of the best things. And Byron is a massive movie fan because he comes into Tamworth a lot of the times. Mm. So, yeah. He is a huge Jurassic Park fan as well. He actually, JT, has the vehicle, the Jeep.
He's actually
created that, and he goes around towns and shows people his Jeep, and he dresses up as well, which is pretty awesome. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have the Jurassic Jeep here in Tamworth, and known as Jurassic Jack in another world. So I took my movie love to another level by making the car. It's always fun, and people have a big smile when they see the Jeep go past in town. And it's one of those things that I had to try out, and it's been pretty well received in the area, which is great.
Have you taken Mr. Lee for a spin? That's what I want to know.
Well, if he's dressed like Magic Mike, we'll talk. Yeah, we can do a combined genre experience. Magic Mike meets Jurassic Park.
Wow, that is great.
There's a horror there in the making.
That is, there's a new Jurassic Park next year coming out. So you never know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it'll be anything like what I would do. dressing as my Magic Mike, I hope.
Jesus, I don't know where this is going, but
yeah.
Speaking of chop tops,
we
have five chop-tops for you, Byron. So we're going to give you five chop tops here, and you get to throw them back at us to give us your score out of five. Now, one being the worst, and five being absolutely incredible. Well, what do you give Hellboy the Crooked Man?
Okay, I'm going to cash in my pennies from the Crooked Man and give it a solid three for the chop tops this time.
Three's pretty good. We would take it. Yeah, it's a pass mark. It's more than a pass mark. Yeah. It's good. Yeah. That's very good. Well,
thank you.
Three out of five. Mm. Thank you very much, Byron. That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Anybody thinking about going along and checking out Hellboy, you'd definitely recommend it.
Look, if you're a horror fan and you like to be creeped out, there's some really great visuals in there that are unexpected. And as a continuation of the Hellboy legacy, I guess we'll call it, it definitely has its own position in there. And for the budget they had to work with, it really doesn't show on the screen because they do a really good job. So go see Hellboy, Crooked Man, and tell some creepy stories when you get back.
Well, if you want to be our next Talkin' Flickster, head online to forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Fill out the form. It is so simple. Tell us what genre you want to go and see, and Mr. Lee, he'll get out that credit card and he'll hook you up with some movie tickets, and then we'll get you on the show.
I really do need to get my credit card bills paid. When are you going to start paying, JT?
Oh, come on, Mr. Lee. Come on. Your money bags. You know this. What a professional. Now, is there a question? Are we going to get Byron to ask a question to next week's Talkin' Flickster, which is off to see the Assassin's Plan?
Yes.
So, Byron, do you have a question you would like to ask next week's Talkin' Flickster about Assassin's Plan?
Okay. A future Flickster, this is your question, whether you decide to take the mission. Assassin's Plan is a Michael Keating film. And what are your top five Michael Keating films in his back catalogue of many, many movies? What would be your top five films that he's been in?
Mm.
I like that.
Great question. That's good. Very good. That's great. Well, we'll need about probably, 10 minutes to dissect that question. So that's good.
I like to make them think.
He's got some great movies. So I'm looking forward to seeing what our Talkin' Flickster comes up with. And who is it, Mr. Lee? Who's the lucky person?
Megan. Out of Odeon 5, Orange. She's actually going to be going to our cinema in Orange and watching that movie for us, which is really good.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, we'll catch Megan next Wednesday at midday. And you can also catch us for our regular podcast at 12 noon on Friday. We'll run you through a whole bunch of movies out this week. We'll take a look at our top fives and go around the screens, plus movie news and a whole heap more. As we leave you, we'll leave you with the thought of Mr. Lee dressed as Magic Mike this week. Thank you very much, Byron. Thank you, Mr.
You're welcome.
Have a good one, guys.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.